If God be for us, who can be against us? Romans chapter 8 verse 31.
Each one of these, the saints, may say to himself, and realize to the very bottom of his heart as applicable to himself, these wonderful words, God is for us. He may endeavor to grasp the significance of these words, but he will surely fail to get all of their wonderful meaning. It is not possible for the human mind to grasp the riches of divine grace and love and power. We cannot comprehend them, we can merely apprehend them. If God be for us, with all of his infinite wisdom and power, it implies also that Christ is for us, for he is one with the Father. It implies also that all the angels, cherubim, and seraphim, and all the heavenly powers of our knowledge and beyond our knowledge are for us, all enlisted upon our side, to do us good, to help us, to succor us in time of need, to uphold us in time of temptation, to strengthen us to do the Father's will. The fact that God is for us and that he is making all things work together for good is the central thought, the essence, the strength of this message to us. Reprint 42:14. The text again.
If God be for us, who can be against us? Romans chapter 8 verse 31.